Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, February 7th. It's National Periodic Table Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Jewelry Department. They're having a giveaway this week, sulfur, tungsten, and silver. So come on down and pick up all the swag that you can. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Meek, are you seated? It is currently 1 degree above zero. Working our way up to a high of 2 degrees above zero. Practically a heat wave out there. Mix of sun and cloud today, but comfortable and cool and clear tomorrow and into the next couple of days as well. And on National Periodic Table Day, today's random daily shout-out is to my favorite element on the periodic table. Its symbol is AH, and it's the element of surprise.
Yes. Well, National Periodic Table Day pays tribute to the chart pasted in science classrooms that saved us from flunking high school chemistry. The idea to dedicate a day to toast the periodic table and its scientific inventions must have come from some sneaky ulterior motive somewhere. Whatever the reason, on this day we celebrate and glorify the periodic table and its scientists in being the critical building element, literally, for the continuing discoveries in science. Now, many people don't love all of the periodic table, just elements of it. In doing some research and talking to some friends, they said that all the good periodic table jokes are gone. But I don't think so. here's a quick question. If H2O is the formula for water, what is the formula for ice? Wouldn't that be H2O cubed? Oh, wow. Well, there's one thing we've learned. Never trust atoms. They make up everything. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we going with today? Lots of choices. I'm going to put in a vote for Gold Rush by Death Cab for Cutie.
All right, so it's not that one. But it is related to two things. One that happened yesterday. But I have a little trivia question, and James, I mean, you should get this. You're a scientist extraordinaire. What is the most commonly found element on Earth?
On Earth?
By mass, especially.
By mass.
Who?
Carbon.
No.
I'm thinking, see, on Earth, that's, let's see, oxygen.
By mass.
H2O.
What? It's iron, believe it or not, because iron is also in each of us. It's in the Earth's core. I didn't even know that. I looked it up.
Iron.
Because I would have guessed oxygen or carbon as well.
Yeah.
No, it's actually iron. So that's a little trivia for today. And yesterday was Bob Marley's birthday.
Yes.
But if you connect the two, today's song is Iron, Lion, Zion. That is the song today. Let me see. I'm gonna pick my favorite part. Okay. You know what? Let's do the first verse. So I am on the rock, and then I check a stock. I have to run like a fugitive, save the life I live. I'm gonna be iron like a lion in Zion. Iron, lion, Zion. I'm on the run, but I ain't got no gun. See, they wanna be the star, so they're fighting a tribal war. And they say, and they're saying, iron like a lion in Zion. So that is my pick for today. Stay strong, people, just like the iron, like a lion in Zion. Keep the faith and listen to a little Bob today and wish him a happy belated birthday. One of the, I think he, was it 36 he died at, Ventura?
Yeah, 36.
And I think about, like, you lived 36 years and you did all of that. That is like, what an incredible, indelible legacy. And yesterday, John Tory designated it Bob Marley Day. And what I would say to John Tory, who obviously doesn't listen to this, but let's listen to some of Bob's songs and also implement some of the very important messages, like, you know, giving people housing, making sure everyone has clean water, making sure that everybody can live their life and live their life abundantly. So yes, so Iron Lion Zion today, Iron being our periodic table of elements focus for me today.
Well done. What a difficult word to pronounce. Iron. Iron?
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 Yeah.
Iron? I don't know.
Or in that song, Ion.
Yeah, that's right. Much easier. You got to pronounce it properly so people don't go nuclear on it.
Exactly.
And there is
a month of February.
There is another Elemental Lion song. It's Gold Lion by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. So another possibility for today. All right, so that's on the playlist. It'll be in the show notes. And let's slide right over to Ventures with Venturo. Venturo, what inspiration have you got for us today?
Hey, guys. It's beautiful Monday. It's nice and sunny. I can see the beautiful sunshine. And you know what? This morning I got up and I was thinking about a motivational speech I heard some time ago from the great Zig Ziglar. And he set up a scenario in which he said, listen, if somebody came to you and they said, I'm going to pay for an all-expense-paid trip to Hawaii, and you had a long list of things to do, let's say 10 things, and he said to you, guys, for you to go on that trip to Hawaii, you have to get through those 10 things today. Would you be able to get through those 10 things? Is that a yes?
A stretch.
It would be a stretch, but you would definitely try to get through it, right?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't put it off to any other time. You would just say, listen, I want to go on this trip, and I'm going to do everything to go on this trip. That leads me to a little bit of motivation for this week, right? Stop waiting. Stop waiting for the right time, the right moment, the right everything. There is no right time except the moment you decide to start. So for all the procrastinators out there, like Venturo, this is for you guys, right? Stop waiting, guys. Get busy. Let's get it done. Let's get out that to-do list and let's get on it and make this week a winning week. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
I'm telling you, if it's a screaming baby, I got to take to Hawaii on a 10-hour flight. I am not getting the 10 items done.
I think we could tie this back to your participation. Wasn't their motto, don't just think about it, do it?
Yeah.
Right on. All right, great inspirational start. It is Monday. Monday's mystery.
I was just thinking about, you know, like all these elements. Who actually thought about the names for each? Because when you think about it, when you combine a couple of them, you get some pretty dramatic things happening, like the action. So think about genius that thought oxygen, and then thought, we should call magnesium and have a sharp G. And that way, when they react, you get OMG. Now, I'm just curious, are all amino acids elements with attitude?
Goodness gracious. Well, au revoir, everybody. That's gold going. That is it for us for today. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. Have a great Monday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.